I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. He really wanted to teach us a good thing at that Wednesday evening Bible study, something that I agreed with, and most, if not all, the people in the room agreed with, that total abstinence from alcoholic beverages was the very best approach for the Christian. So what went wrong? How did he get to the point where he asserted, the Bible says, but it didn't? Let's read our scripture texts. 1 Timothy 3:8. Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money. Titus 2:3. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. The pastor made some comments, read the text, and then said, "See, we are not supposed to drink." The implication was that this was clear scriptural teaching. A brief moment passed, and a lady to my right raised her hand and said what I and probably several others in the room were thinking, "But it doesn't say that." The text says not given to much wine. It does not say no wine. As I said at the beginning, I agreed then and still do that total abstinence is the best approach for the Christian. Now some people are going to be sidetracked with the drinking issue, which was not my intent. The purpose of this example is to give us a point of reference. Many of us have sat through very similar situations, wanting to listen, wanting to submit to the teacher and the teaching, but our minds cannot escape. "But it doesn't say that." We judge the relativity of the world, as in the end justifies the means. But didn't we just do that in our Bible study? So let's ask, how far are we willing to go for our cause? Is our cause righteous enough to fudge the truth? Ephesians 6:14, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.